Some time ago, I did a story about the strange events that befell a couple of daughters of John Taylor III, one of the wealthiest men in the Northern Neck back in the 1700s and 1800s. Well, the first problem I encountered, how many daughters did the Taylors have? Everything I read from Wikipedia on up to many encyclopedia was the number 8. But I could only find the names of 7 daughters, and then there was a supposed murder mystery. 2 Taylor girls, 5 years apart, in 1812 and 1817, tumbled down the stairs at the Octagon House in Washington, the Taylor winter home, after a nasty argument with Dad about unacceptable suitors. It was not a mere tumble. Both girls, according to my research, died. I'm not quite sure why, but I continued to check and recheck the details of my story even after it aired some time ago. Then I thought to call an expert, the prima genealogist of the Northern Neck, Carolyn Jett. More about Carolyn a bit later. Carolyn went straight to original sources, birth certificates, grave markers, and the like. And lo and behold, 7 daughters, not 8. Far more interesting, the dates given for the staircase deaths would have made both girls under the age of 5, not likely ages for dating even back then. And then there was the haunting of the Octagon House by, who else, the ghosts of the girls. Well, according to Carolyn's research, no ghosts of them at the Octagon, but she says the ghost of one of the girls is supposed to haunt Mount Airy. Why do I believe Carolyn rather than the history books? Well, she's a professional genealogist. I once asked her, what does that mean? And she said she was told years ago, if you do it well enough to charge for it, that makes you a professional. But above and beyond that, she is an impeccable researcher with no real time constraints. Her current project, she told me, would make a wonderful novel. It involves a white preacher's son and a young mulatto daughter of a former slave. They fell in love, had many children. She died in childbirth. Carolyn, the romantic genealogist, hoped to discover that he is buried beside the love of his life. But his next of kin stepped in, took him back to Westmoreland County to be buried beside his parents. The land on which they lived, well, it's been located, and perhaps with permission from the owner, her grave might be located and marked by her descendants. So what have I learned from all this? Well, of course, I can't call Carolyn Jett to check original sources, but at least I can offer a warning, principally to myself, to remember what my grandfather would say while he was reading a newspaper. You just can't believe everything you read. This is Thea Marshall.